Country Club FM.
Bob Almanac, Chris in Rush City says the George Strait show, he said the acoustics were bad, which is the fear at a big venue like U.S. Bank Stadium. They have probably spent a lot of time and money on trying to figure it out. They put curtains down and all the stuff over some of the glass or the translucent material. Some of it isn't all just glass. He said it sounded perfect for Chris Stapleton. Then the King came on and they cranked the volume. Echo was really bad. Which makes sense. You crank up the album, there's going to be, or you crank up the volume, and you're going to get more reverb and echo. There were 51,000 people there. He said it was still amazing. See, I saw Garth there, and I thought it was pretty good for Garth and Darius Rucker. But we were sitting at, it depends on where you sit in those situations. You know, you can go to the show at the XL Energy Center, sit anywhere, and it's really good just because of the building and the size. But I sat like 40-yard line in where the stage was for Garth. And I was actually impressed. I expected it to be bad, and it wasn't great, but it was much better than I thought it was going to be, and you could hear every word. But Chris in Rush City saying that where he was at, the acoustics were bad, Neil.
Yeah, you're right. There's only so much you can do in a building that size.
Yes. Monday, November 15th, 319th day of the year, 46 left to go. 1777, the Continental Congress approved the Articles of Confederation. This was the preview, the precursor, if you will, to the Constitution, Neil.
Okay.
The Articles of Confederation kind of set the stage for that. And, of course, the Revolutionary War was going on. And then after that, we would then get into the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and all that. But 77, it was Articles of Confederation, Continental Congress. 1806, you've seen Pikes Peak. Have you been to Colorado Springs?
I have been the top Pikes Peak.
You've been
Peak.
A top Pikes Peak. I've never done that. I did go to the Broadmoor for the first time, which is the historic and very famous resort kind of between the mountains and Colorado Springs and the shadow of Cheyenne Mountain. But I tell you what, on a sunny day, that Pikes Peak, that thing just shines because it's a lighter color than all the other ones. Some of that's because it's higher and it has some snow on it. But when I was there a couple weeks ago, it was majestic. And Zebulon Pike spotted the mountaintop that became known as Pike's Peak, one of the taller peaks in the Rocky Range.
Very cool to be up on top, and you feel like you literally can see forever.
So do you take a tram?
Yes, we took a train, an old-fashioned train. It's about a two-hour train
ride
up.
A choo-choo.
Yeah.
And you go to the exact peak?
Yes.
Man, I got it. Why haven't I done that? I need to do that. So how much time, if I do that next time I'm there with St. Cloud State Hockey, how much time would I have to budget to be able to take that? Let's say I'm staying at a hotel, Colorado Springs. What would you estimate?
It was like an hour and a half, hour and 45 up, and a little less than that coming down, and then you spend about 45 minutes up there or so. Okay. They have a shop. They have a little place you can get something to eat. And they have opportunities for you to...
So I'm here in 3 hours at least.
For sure. Probably closer to four. Mm.
All right.
But it is cool.
1806 is when Zebulon Pike spotted... It wasn't known as Pike's Peak at that time, as you probably know.
Right.
1901, our patent of the day, Miller Reese patented the electrical hearing aid. Now, what was really bad about those early electrical hearing aids, the ones before that were not electrical, they're just those big cones. You seen those?
Yes.
These cones, you know, like in the old shows, they go,
they ain't going to make it here.
Yeah. But this was the first electrical hearing aid. And the problem with those were still kind of... not the most convenient things either, because you had to plug them in. So you could only hear where there was an accessible outlet.
Right.
That was 1901. 1926. That's unmistakable, right?
Right.
NBC. It was the NBC network that took form this date. The National Broadcasting Company debuted with a network of 24 stations. They had, in fact, NBC got so big, they had a red network and a blue network.
Oh.
One Democrat, one Republican. No, just kidding. And then they sold off one of those. I want to say it was at the Blue Network, and that became ABC.
I think that is correct.
Yeah, something like that. 1937, I think we can pinpoint, go back in time and pinpoint this was the date where Congress started to just not get anything done because they had no motivation. Because this was the date that air conditioning was used in the U.S. House and Senate chambers for the first time. Before, they didn't want to spend any more time in there. They got all their work done because it was so hot. In Congress.
Sure.
So then they put air conditioning in there, and they had no reason to hurry. That's why things take so long, Neil. Yeah. It's because of air conditioning.
It's arduous.
At the Capitol. That was in 37. How about 39?
Today, in the midst of a great war for freedom, we dedicate a shrine to freedom. The words which we have chosen for this memorial speak Jefferson's noblest and most urgent meaning, and we are proud indeed to understand it and share it.
So this was the day. Now, that particular speech was actually from 43 when they dedicated the Jefferson Memorial, but it was this day, President Roosevelt, showing that he, much like George Washington, is also very adept with a trowel and some mud. He laid the cornerstone of the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C.
Very nice.
1939, then they dedicated it in 43 during World War II. You know, I'm surprised that all the woke crowd and the cancel culture crowd haven't tried to tear down the Jefferson Memorial.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
and
some,
others.
Yeah, there's some that, yep, we did not care for that.
We don't want that to happen. We need to make sure it doesn't. 1939. How about 1980 this day?
Lady, I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you.
Kenny Rogers teamed up with Lionel Richie, and oh, what
you
a team it was.
Me what I am,
his Lady on this date was number one on the Billboard 100. It was also number one on the country charts. I'm going to assume at the same time, maybe not.
Right.
A lot
gotta
of times,
close.
A lot of those times when a song was number one, went number one both pop and country, it was different times. They were released and played at different times. One was released early and then got heavy play, and then it was more of a country song, probably started on the country stations and gained traction later on the pop stations, or vice versa, for a pop song that crossed over.
Sure.
1980, Kenny Rogers. How about 81 on ABC?
From ABC News. This week with David Brinkley. Now from our Washington headquarters, here's David Brinkley.
The program we had announced for today has, of course, been discarded because of the tragic news from Lebanon, where 120 or more American Marines died this morning.
So that was really sad.
A truck loaded with...
It was going to be David Brinkley doing magic tricks, and then they had to replace because of the tragic bombing in Lebanon on this date. It wasn't on this date that happened, but that was 1983 in October when that particular show was airing, This Week in David Brinkley. It debuted on ABC this date in 81. It's one of my favorite newsmen.
Yeah, you appreciate Brinkley. His kind of staccato delivery.
1992, NASCAR Hall of Famer King Richard Perry ended his 35-year racing career. And we have audio for that here.
Well, we direct your attention up to turn four, ladies and gentlemen, where for the final time, the legend, the man, the king, Richard Petty, will say goodbye to all the millions of fans who have adored him for many, many years. So on your feet.
Last lap for the, we talk about King George Strait. How about King Richard Petty when it comes to NASCAR racing?
He was the guy.
He was the guy. He was a character. He was STP. He was doing the whole thing, the whole Petty clan. There are plenty of Petties out there.
Yes.
But they weren't Petty, which was good. 35-year racing career came to an end at the Hooters 500 at the Atlanta Motor Speedway in 1992. Oh, I got to go back to 86. A lot of order here.
You wake up late for school, man. You don't want to go.
Neil used to be a guy that used to fight for your right to party, right?
I tooth the nail.
Did you win that fight for the right to party?
It's ongoing.
So the Beastie Boys released their LP on this date that included this classic.
That was huge. Even I knew this one.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
1986. It was early kind of mainstream rap, and the guys were white, which was different too. So, and then that was about the same time that Run DMC did Walk This Way with Aerosmith and Steven Tyler. So it was kind of revolutionary at that time in 86. The name of the LP that was released by the Beastie Boys, License to Ill.
Have you renewed your license to ill?
Have you been illing lately? Have you been illing?
It's pending.
Don't worry, illing is, there's nothing wrong with illing.
Good.
1986. You were illing, but you didn't watch Ellen, though.
No.
No, I didn't think so. 1993 here this day, Joey Buttafuoco sentenced. 6 months, the old Buttafuoco, his wife, and then the Amy Fisher thing.
Deal.
He was sentenced to 6 months for statutory rape of Amy Fisher. She was underage. And, you know, he was kind of depressed. And then they said, but Joey, you can wear your Zubas in prison. He goes, oh, okay, I'll be good.
And he was fine.
He was fine. Because they're stripes, mm-hmm. right?
Just yes.
The different kind of stripes. A 96.
Take a look at Michael Jackson on his wedding day down under in Australia. Before he said, I do, he paid a visit to a zoo. This cuddly koala has no more idea than anyone else of the big event to come. After the zoo came a concert in Sydney. Little could Michael's adoring...
So Michael Jackson married, what was it, the nurse of his plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
Obviously, he got to know her very well with all the plastic surgery that he got.
Right.
He knew her more. He knew her better than some of his family members and themselves. Yeah, exactly. Wrote a lot of prescriptions for him for his plastic surgery. And they got married. And they had a kid, did they not?
I think so. You know, and
maybe all three of Michael Jackson's kids. He's got three, doesn't he? There was Prince, and then there's the one Blanket, and then there's a girl, I think. I'm not an expert on Michael Jackson's offspring.
No, me neither.
But I think she was the mother, and whether or not they consummated their relationship, I can't remember if it was in vitro or what it was. I think it's actually Michael Jackson's DNA, though.
Yeah, I believe so.
They look like Michael. And, of course, he's sadly no longer with us. Mm-hmm. But he got married on this date.
And then they got divorced.
I mean, yes, yes. He had married, Priscilla Presley. Lisa Marie. 2007, Barry Bonds is...
a cheater.
Well, baseball's home run king indicted on charges he lied about using steroids. Federal grand jury in San Francisco charging Barry Bonds with 4 counts of perjury and 1 count of obstruction of justice. Bonds is accused of lying when he said he didn't knowingly take steroids given to him by his personal trainer, Greg Anderson.
He misremembered.
Oh, my God.
Major League Baseball home run king Barry Bonds.
That was blatant.
Indicted.
I mean, exactly. He went from 160 pounds to 260, and it was all muscle.
And his head grew more than the Grinch's heart that day. The Grinch's heart grew 6 times that day.
Right.
I can swear Barry Bonds' head grew 7 times over the course of a few seasons there with the San Fran Giants. And then it was 2017.
It is with Alex Rotter at $400 million. Leonardo Salvatore Mundi selling here at Christie's. $400 million is the bid, and the piece is sold.
A big sale at Christie's. Leonardo da Vinci, the Salvador Mundi.
Oh, my goodness.
My painting of Solomon Grundy went for $1.89.
Wow. Dude, that was a payday for you.
It went for $400 million.
Then I went inside. She says, what'll it be? It says a clipping best and a number 3. She came back with an order to go and a quart of hot C and a bone for Sloan.
C.W. McCall.
Sloan gave a bark. I left her a buck and he left his heart. And the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
It's so good.
Four stools and a promise. Or is it 5 stools? I can't remember. Depends on if the real big trucker shows up. He needs 2 stools. C.W. McCall, Convoy.
One of a kind.
He's 95 today.
The light's so much brighter that you can forget all your troubles.
The lovely and talented Petula Clark.
This was so big. I listened to it hundreds and hundreds of times.
Song about downtown.
Loved it.
Downtown has changed a lot since Petula Clark was singing about it, though.
Yeah.
Petula Clark, 89.
I'm scared to go.
You get no argument from me there. But if your obstruction allows a massacre to happen, I will crucify you, Mr. Kralik. I will charge you with negligent homicide, and after I convict you, I'll resign my job and represent the families of the victims in a wrongful death suit against you and the union. By the time I'm done, you'll be finished.
That's a pumped up Jack McCoy right there, attorney.
I would not want that.
Law and Order. That's Sam Waterston.
He did not appear pleased.
81.
With Bud Kralik. It's a bit of a bad forecast.
Or Jack Kralik.
Oh,
former twin
go.
Pitcher through the first ever no hitter.
Right.
So we got a little ABBA going on here.
Yes, you do.
Anna Frieda Lindstad. You know, you had your Anna Frieda, you had your Agnetha, you had your Benny and your Bjorn. Not all in that order. It's got to go ABBA. ABBA. Take a chance on me. 76 today for Anna Frieda or Anna Fried. And then she was just Frieda when she went solo.
Okay.
She had a song called There's Something Going On. And there really is. It's called The Bob Almanac.
I believe in two things. Discipline and the Bible. Here you'll receive both. Put your trust in the Lord. Your ass belongs to me. Welcome to Shawshank.
He was the warden. A bit crooked.
Yes.
He was making money off of his inmates.
I believe and he I'm got sure, his I'm, comeuppance.
I'm pretty sure he wasn't claiming that on the taxes.
Doesn't seem like the type that would.
He and the head guard, Hadley, had some problems.
Yes.
Bob Gunton, 76.
He should be behind bars! Sit down and shut up. Move out of that seat and I'll split your lip.
Imogene Coca with a cameo, but we're focused on Beverly D'Angelo, Ellen Griswold. 70 today. She had to put up with all of Clark's stuff.
And that was a lot.
No, 70 today. Guitarist Kevin Eubanks, he was the band leader and kind of the sidekick there for Jay Leno for the longest time.
Sure.
He is 64. Rapper of the day is E-40. Is he named after a grade of gas? Fill up on E-40.
It's WD-40.
E-40, the rapper. He's 54. This is Jack Ingram, country singer.
I like this guy. I really do.
He had some hits in the aughts and the early 2010s.
Saw him at Moondance.
Jack Ingram, 51, lead singer of...
I want a brand new house on an episode of Crims and a bathroom I can play baseball in.
Nickelback, Neil. The much maligned Nickelback. They got too popular for their own good, and people started backlashing on them.
Oh.
Chad Kroeger, 47, and our guy, Cat, Carl Anthony Towns.
Oh, sure.
Former first overall pick a few years back. 26 today.
Still figuring it out, I think. You know, is that fair to say?
Yeah, he hasn't become the super duper star that we thought he was because he's shown flashes.
Right. Right.
And then he's had issues here, family, off the court things, COVID-19.
Yep. We wish him well.
We do.
Maybe as soon as tonight, he'll have a big game.
Go get him.
Gone but not forgotten today, Jim. Retired People's Court judge. There was only one judge for me, and that was Judge Wapner.
Take a short recess. I'll come back, give you my decision.
Yeah, and then he and Rusty would go back and throw a couple shots back.
Right.
Well, they were making their decision. Rusty, the bailiff.
Yeah, a little Jameson.
No, Doug Llewellyn didn't drink.
No. He was on the straight and narrow.
He was dry.
Judge Wapner was born on this day, 1919. He was great in the comedic role or as a bad guy or as a good guy. Well, you name it, he could do it all.
Santa.
Ed Asner.
Santa. You know what? You got spunk.
Well,
I hate spunk.
He passed away hating spunk.
He did. He never relinquished.
That's why he lived so long. Yeah. He just died not long ago.
Right.
Remember doing a Bob Almanac salute.
Yes,
for
he lived a Ed long Asner. 90 or so. He was born on this day, 1929. He was opposite of Fred Sanford and Red Fox in the great Sanford and Son, Whitman Mayo.
He was Grady.
He was Grady.
Say, where did you say the pain was?
All around in here.
You don't have a bad stiffness in your back, do you?
Yeah, right between my shoulder blades. Why, Grady? What's that mean?
You got the same symptoms my cousin Charles had.
What did he take for it?
His last breath.
Perfect. We just referenced Grady not too long ago. We were talking about Lovie Smith, the football coach. He looks like Grady.
Yes, he could play absolutely a
snowy
twin.
White beard.
So good. Whitman Mayo, 1930. I remember comedian Jack Burns, by chance.
Vince, that new dummy cam is great.
Yeah, it'll sure give people a whole new outlook on what it's like when you don't wear a safety belt.
He was one of the crash test dummies. Remember Vince and Larry?
He was the ladder there.
Yes. You can learn a lot from a dummy. That should be the theme of the Bob Morning Show. You can learn a lot from a couple dummies.
It seems almost perfect.
I'll contact Vince and Larry and see if we can use that.
Would you please? Of course, he also replaced Barney Fife. Short-lived.
Yeah.
They brought
there
him in.
There was no replacing Barney Fife. Right?
Who would want that job? And, you know, Jack Burns, he
credit
had his
him.
Deal. You know what I mean?
Huh? Credit him for trying.
For giving it a go. But he did not have a chance there. Jack Burns, though, born on this day in 1933. Hall of Fame soul singer, Little Willie John, 1937. And professional wrestler, and Slim Jim promoter,
right?
Macho Man Randy Savage.
You know, if Randy Macho Man Savage tells you to snap into a Slim Jim, guess what you're going to do?
Yeah. You do it.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter. Nothing matters, no. Nothing matters but the Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship belt, which I will own. Oh, yeah, Tito Santana, climb in the garbage can, because comparatively speaking, you are nothing but garbage.
You know, speaking of wrestling, this past weekend there was an AEW event at Target Center.
Okay.
Guess who was ringside? Baron Von Raschke.
Really?
And he applied the claw on one of the wrestlers. One of the wrestlers was giving a fan on the ringside a hard time, and he gave him the claw.
The claw. Yeah. Yep. Well, that is all you
There's
need
video
to know.
Of it. I saw a video of it. It's fantastic.
I love it.
And well, now,
the Macho Man, by the way, 1952. And our gone rapper of the day is ODB.
You know what that stands for? Dirty and then a bad word.
Oh, okay. 1968 with the Wu-Tang Clan, and now they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Bobathon, no repeat workday. It can start with Brooks and Dunn. That ain't no way to go. Mm-hmm. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Working Man, Nowhere to Go. Or Gatlin Brothers, Houston means I'm one day closer to you.
Working Man, Nitty.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany State.